people are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about some teams that necessarily haven't been in this position for a long time. And Warrensburg is playing at Smithville, and both those teams is their first district title since 2001. We're going to bring in Warrensburg coach Chris Cavanaugh. And coach, you've been at Warrensburg now for a couple years. You've really got this thing turned around. I know you had a lot of success at Crest Ridge, and we used to talk a lot of Class 1 football back in the day. But how exciting is it for you to be at Warrensburg and playing in a quarterfinal game at Smithville?
Oh, it's exciting, and you know, it's been a big turnaround here, and it's really happened pretty fast. And all the credit to that goes, you know, to our coaching staff and our players for their commitment and their hard work throughout the season, and we're really starting to see all that stuff pay off for us. But it's certainly exciting, and our kids are excited, and our community is excited as well.
Coach, talk to us for just a few minutes, if you would, about your quarterback, Jason Levine, and the rest of your offensive skill people. I know you guys are really proud of your team speed.
We've got some kids that can run, and you said it. Our team speed is probably what has us still playing football at this point of the season. And to start off about Jason, Jason is a senior. He's our quarterback. He's been the quarterback for bits and pieces of 3 years of his high school career, and this year he's really taken that position and made it his and done everything that we've asked of him to do in that spot this year. I mean, he's a great leader, and he really gets the ball where we need it to go. And we are not a passing offense by any means. I mean, we have the ability to throw the ball. He's thrown for just under 1,000 yards on the season, but he really can get us in the right situations and does a great job of throwing the ball where we need him to. But our team speed, a lot of that comes from our running back positions. And we've had a three-headed monster this year, you could say. And we've got three guys that we're just really proud of that have been special players for us. Miles Moore is a junior. You know, he's really the breakaway guy as a three. He's got about 1,300 yards on the season. And then our fullback, Colby Binge, is a quick kid that runs well between the tackles. He's got just about 1,000 yards. And then our third back, Ujiah Sheridan, has about 850 on the season. And you know, any week it could be any of those three guys. It's been all three of them at different points of the season. And we feel like the teams that stop one of them are going to have a hard time stopping all three of them. So that's kind of been what's made us go this season.
Well, Smithville's defense is, I think, 11 starters back from last year and mostly seniors. When you look at that defense, what are you guys going to need to do to attack it?
No, it's scary. you know, they're really solid, and they're a veteran group from what we can put together about them, and they do everything well. I mean, they're very disciplined. They're physical. They get to the football. They just don't make mistakes. You don't catch them out of position. And I think the most points that they've given up in a game this season is 28. So we've certainly got our work cut out for us offensively. You know, that's a brick wall over there.
Coach, all you have to do is duplicate that 28 and hold them to 27, right? Talk about your defense.
You know, our defense has had a solid season. We've been defensively, we've played great at times this year. And there's been times this year that we've not played as good as we've wanted to. But we've got some kids on that side of the ball that are young. We're really young on our defense. I think we have three senior starters. I think that's typical of a team that's not real veteran on that side of the ball. But they've come up with some big games at some big times this year. You know, the Grandview game 2 weeks ago, we held Grandview to 14 points. And our defense just really played well and truly was the reason why we were able to beat Grandview 2 weeks ago in the district semifinal. And then last week, playing Harrisonville for a second time on the season, we struggled at times defensively. But ultimately, we made enough plays throughout the second half of that game to get that win.
When you look at your schedule and teams you've played, and you've really – I'm looking at the different teams you played in Odessa and Pleasant Hill and Excelsior Springs. I list your three losses there. Sorry, I'm not trying to bring those back up. But those are really good football teams that play a different style of football in each one. And then, of course, you played Grandview. You played Harrisonville twice. Do you feel like you've seen something like Smithville or a little bit of what Smithville's done, that so there's not going to be that wow moment of playing a team you haven't played yet?
Yeah, I think so. We've played some quality opponents throughout the season, and you didn't mention Smith Cotton there at the beginning of the year. That's, you know, a bigger school than us that we've played. But Smithville certainly reminds us in bits and pieces of some different teams that we've played with some similar things that we've seen throughout the year. So, you know, we feel like we're ready for what they're going to throw at us. I mean, we know that they're going to do some things that we've not seen, and that's to be expected. But I think that our schedule has certainly prepared us for this moment.
Well, and you came in under the West Central Conference, which had some good teams in there. I mean, Center was a very good team, and you played in that. But then stepping into the MRVC West and, you know, keeping Sedalia Smith Cotton on your schedule and then picking up those teams, how did that help prepare you guys going into a different conference and playing? I mean, Odessa and Pleasant Hill are Class 3 teams who I think would probably be good enough to do some damage in that Class 4 bracket.
Sure. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, our schedule was quality, and the MRVC West, year in, year out, is one of the better conferences in the state. And, you know, playing that schedule is going to prepare you for what you're going to see in the postseason. And we saw a little bit of everything in that conference. We see, you know, teams that throw the ball well, teams that run it well, teams that play great defense, all those things. So, like you said, we've seen bits and pieces and feel like that we've been prepared to see what we're going to see from Smithville this week.
I'm assuming the atmosphere around school is really excited right now, there's going to be a pretty good traveling contingency heading to Smithville from Warrensburg on Friday.
I think so. I mean, we're truly in a place that we've not been in a long time. I mean, it's been 17 years since we've won a district championship, and that district championship was in the old format. Guys, it's been 29 years since Warrensburg High School has played 13 football games.
Oh, wow.
So we're truly in new territory that we've not been in ever. So, you know, our community is excited. Our kids are excited. The school's excited. It's just an exciting time at WHS right now. But, you know, our focus is where it needs to be, and that's on Smithville and what we need to do as a football team to keep this thing going.
Well, Coach, it should be a fantastic game. Good luck, and we appreciate you taking time with us.
Thanks for the time to visit with you guys.
All right, that's Warrensburg Coach Chris Cavanaugh. He's got a REMAX Big 3 game at Smithville in the quarterfinals in Class 4. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Fort Osage Coach Brock Bolt and our own SJ Munoz. You listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.